Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Here I am. Da-da-da. What up? Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Man. Well, I was on Dancing with the Stars last night. I don't know if I'm going to get kicked off this week, but that was fun.
You're not getting kicked off. I can tell you.
I don't know. And we can, listen, we have purposely not had any conversation about the show because I wanted it to all just kind of be organic and we could talk about it. And if you didn't watch it last night, I danced. I fell down. It's a whole thing. It's a whole production.
Yeah.
I'm hurting. I fell on my shoulder. I'm not injured, but I'm hurt. My shoulder's killing me.
Oh, no.
Because when I fell, I landed.
So I will say I had to watch the replay of the fall because I was there live in person. And it's so much different watching live than I thought it was going to be. It wasn't as easy to see you and everything you were doing as I thought. Obviously, at home on the TV, people have the best view possible.
Yeah, and angles.
They can see, yes. Yeah. So I didn't have all angles. So when you did the whole whatever happened at the end and you fell and like all that, I didn't have eyes on that. Then they replayed it on the big screen and I was like, so it was like a 5-minute delay for me where I was like, oh my gosh, that just happened?
Yeah, I went crazy.
The
people on the Dancing with the Stars Instagram thought I was on drugs or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was out of control. And I'm not on drugs. I was just very excited. I was so excited I finished the dance. I actually did a pretty good dance.
You did do good.
Yeah. They gave me good scores.
They did.
I know. And then I lost it and was out of my mind. I was so excited
that
I finished.
You were just excited and you could tell. And I think I think it translated well. Like, I was feeling it for you. We were just as excited. I don't think it was perfect.
And then I took off running through the middle of the dance floor and the cameras are running behind me. Everybody was just confused by because I guess in the history of the show, no one's ever done that.
Oh, okay.
Where you just take off storming the court. And so, yeah. Listen.
How do you feel about it? Honestly.
I think that I acted how I felt, and that's all I can do. I hit almost every step on my dance, and that's all. And that was good. I got elbowed in the face at the end, and that's where I lost, and that's where I started going crazy. And then got decent scores. I don't remember the judges talking. I have clips.
Yeah.
And then
we need to play those back.
I went up and did something else. I don't even know what happened. I really don't know. I feel good about it. Like, who cares?
It's sort of like your wedding day. A lot of girls don't really remember. There's so much going on. Yeah.
I mean, I care, obviously. But I mean, like, at this point, what happened last night happened. And I was different than everybody else.
Yeah.
That's all that mattered to me. Sure. That's all that mattered to me. So, yeah, we can catch up. What'd you think? Eddie, just quickly, you watched, right?
Bones. I was so proud of you, dude. So proud of you. And while I was watching, really, all I was watching was your feet. Yeah. And you and your partner's feet were, like, just in sync perfectly. And I was, at the end of it, I was like, dude, he nailed it. So happy for you.
Did you say that before I went crazy?
And then you started going crazy, and I was like, okay, what's going on? And then you fell, and I was like, what is happening?
I got my glasses hit because she elbowed me in the face, and I couldn't see, and I was like, I was excited. It was the whole thing.
You know the cameras lost you, right, when you ran into the crowd?
Yeah, because people don't do that. They don't. I finally went rogue. I went completely rogue. Mm-hmm. And like 80% of the people were like, that was amazing. And then like 20% were like, hey, you probably shouldn't do that. But whatever, I was being me. So that was last night. Thanks to everybody who voted.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Officials are warning people to be careful on Bird and Lime scooters. There have been 2 deaths now from people falling off or hitting cars. In weather news, rain in the south and around the Great Lakes today. Some of the storms are going to be real bad. The rain is going to stay in the south tomorrow as well. And finally, congrats to Bones. He did awesome last night on Dancing with the Stars. Make sure you vote for him and Sharna tonight. The number is 1-800-868-3402.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, Lunchbox gives people a hard time, like Harry Potter or people that watch Game of Thrones.
Yes.
He's like, oh, big nerds. I'm seeing here that Lunchbox is joining a Survivor League. And is that about the TV show Survivor, Lunchbox?
Yeah, it's a Survivor draft for the actual TV show. I guess you're going to get points based on how well they do, if they find idols, if they win a challenge, if they win individual immunity, things like that.
Do you feel like that's pretty nerdy?
No, I think it's just it's something to add to my favorite TV show, and I think I've never done it, and it's a listener on Twitter invited me to join his league, and so I'm trying to reach out to the listeners and try something out of my comfort zone.
Out of your comfort zone. What are you talking about? My point is he watches 16 and Pregnant, and he watches Teen Mom, and he watches The Bachelor, but then he criticizes people who do things that he doesn't think is cool.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah. So we're in Los Angeles, Amy and I are, because of Dancing with the Stars last night. Do you fly back today?
Yep. Ooh. Going home. Got to see my kids. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I saw the Instagram post with your son. He was watching on TV last night.
Yeah.
I waved at him specifically, tell him that.
He thought that for sure.
I don't know if we have the audio of that, but we do. This is Amy's son watching me on Dancing with the Stars last night.
Yeah! Mommy! Yeah! Yeah! You said hi to me.
Yeah.
I did.
I mean, you waved at the camera, and he obviously saw you waving on the TV, so clearly you were waving at him.
Miss kids?
I do. Yeah. I do, yeah. Because I left for Vegas, did iHeart Festival, and then came to watch you, so super excited to see them.
When did you leave? Thursday of last week?
Uh-huh. I saw him, yeah. Last time I saw him was Thursday.
Do you FaceTime them every day?
Yes, we FaceTimed every day.
And Hillary, our phone screener, has been babysitting them?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been up and I've been talking with her, and she's told me that they're doing great. And they've had some brother-sister moments, but, I mean, they've been living it up because I'm gone. And I guess we're just, like, trying to keep them occupied. So they've gone, like, roller skating, gone to the trampoline park. They get to eat out every meal. So they want you to stay gone? They don't want me to come home because then it's, like, back to reading and homework and eating meals at home. So
I miss reading and homework and eating meals at home.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Living in a tiny apartment.
I know. Your life is crazy.
Sick all the time. I know. Our head of digital and our social media is Morgan number 2. She's 24 years old. And so sometimes we just wonder, you know, what does she care about? Here we go. Hey, what do 24-year-olds
care about? So Amazon dropped a new tool that can basically help you find things you didn't even know you needed. It's called Amazon Scout, and it will, based off your likes and dislikes, find you new products to buy.
Okay, so music does that already. Like iHeartRadio, for example. You thumbs up certain songs, it'll tell you other songs you'll probably like.
Got it. So it's the same. Yeah. And I'm even looking it up now, and that's what you do. Yeah, you do thumbs up, thumbs down, and you're Amazon.
On Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And it will get to know you. Yep.
Boy, Amazon, they got us, huh?
I mean, they already know everything about me because of Alexa.
Because they're always listening?
Yeah.
Do you talk to your... I guess I'm the only one that really talks to my Alexa.
Yeah, I mean, she's a she. We talk to her. I'm like, turn her off. Like, if my son's... I'm like, no, we're not talking to her right now. Like, I catch myself being like, she, her... Yeah.
Do your kids like Alexa? Like, they yell at her all the time?
They love her.
What are your kids... Don't say her name, because people will go off.
Mm-hmm.
But they would say, hey... Say hey as their name.
Hey. Hey, play this soundtrack. Hey, play this song. Hey, what's the weather? Hey.
They ask for the weather? Your 8-year-old son asked for the weather?
Yeah, because I think they hear me ask for the weather, and then he just kind of goes, what I say.
Yeah.
Now they ask her, like, if she's happy, how she's feeling, and she always gives funny answers.
Oh, good.
She does.
Very good. Well, hey, Morgan, number 2, it's called Amazon Scout, and you can do it now, right?
Yep, you can do it for furniture and clothing, and they're going to keep adding more and more things for it.
There you go. More ways to make us broke. Yes, Amy.
They ask her her favorite food sometimes.
What does she say to that?
She has a really, it's like a cute generic answer. I wish I could remember exactly what it is, but she's like, I like a variety of things. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. She has this whole, like, thought out answer. You're like, wow.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood scored her 4th number 1 album in a row with Cry Pretty. She is the only female country artist to do that.
That's cool. Listen, Carrie's the best.
Yeah, she really is.
She's just the best. And good for her. And I really like her as a person, too. Carrie's just the best.
Jason Aldean says there are a lot of different things in his life now, and he has added 2 cribs to his tour bus. One is for his son, Memphis, and the other is for their new baby on the way.
Yeah, that hard rockin' Jason Aldean's got 2 baby bunks on there now. Yeah. What else, Morgan, number 2?
Eric Church released track number 10 from his new album. It's called Jukebox in a Bar. Here's a clip of it.
I think we're sorely lacking methods, so I'm going with old time testing. A jukebox in a bar.
Come on. Just put the record out already. This is like Christmas. They told us about this record way too early. Started putting out clips way too early. This is my most anticipated record of the year. And I like Eric Church a lot, his music, but I'm not in the church choir.
Right. But, I mean, with this album, you
I
might
love
be.
It. It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I just put it out. Send me a copy. All right, is that it, Morgan number 2?
I'm Morgan number 2. That's The Skinny.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Detroit, Michigan. A man that works at Comerica Park where the Detroit Tigers play has been arrested after he was spitting in the pizza he was serving to customers.
Oh, no.
He would have the bread there, he would spit, and then put the sauce on top and put it in the oven. And he was busted when another employee put the video on Instagram.
Oh, that's the worst.
The video is disgusting.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Yeah, put him in jail. And if he would have done it in an airplane, my rule, x3.
That's right.
Yeah, anything in an airplane, you get 3 times the penalty.
Spit in the pretzels on Southwest, you're done.
Yeah, is that it, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Mac Brown is the punter at Ole Miss, the college football team, and back in 7th grade when he was playing football, he found out one of his teammates' dad had ALS. He was like, man, I gotta do something. Set up a lemonade stand with the goal of raising $500. And he's done it every year since, and this year the lemonade stand raised $50,000.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Come on with that. That's what it's all about right there.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
Bobby. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, we'll recap some of my Dancing with the Stars performance last night. We really haven't talked about it a lot. We've kind of been saving it to do on air instead of in person. So we'll do that. But now let's play Amy versus Lunchbox. Here we go. I'll ask Amy 3 dude questions. We'll see how she does. Amy, question number 1. Echo. Ryobi and Polan are brands of what? Echo, Ryobi, and Polan are brands of what?
Like at home AI people that talk to you, like Echo, Amazon Echo?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Lunchbox? You can steal?
Amazon?
No.
Oh, she said
Echo, Ryobi, and Polan are brands of what?
Power tools.
Correct.
What? Okay.
Amy, last week, which NFL team won a regular season game for the first
time? The Browns.
Correct.
Saw that somewhere.
You're welcome.
What do you call the rod that's used for measuring the depth of oil in a vehicle's engine? You know that rod that you stick down? What's that called?
The oil stick.
The oil stick.
Yeah.
Show me oil stick. Incorrect.
Oh, what is it?
It's called the dipstick.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
Wow. Lunchbox with two steals. Okay, Lunchbox, over to you. I have three female questions for you. Here we go. Question number one. Rumi and Sir are twin babies of what celebrity couple?
Rumi and Sir. Ooh, that has to be Kardashian.
Incorrect. Amy, you need a steal here.
Is that the name of Mariah Carey's babies?
No, I'm sorry. It's Beyonce and Jay-Z's kid.
Oh.
Sorry. What celebrity has a perfume called Glow? Lunchbox.
Mariah Carey.
Incorrect. Amy, what celebrity has a perfume called Glow?
I mean, Jennifer Lopez?
Correct.
What? Wow. Yes. Read that somewhere.
Probably when you bought it.
He got you.
Burn.
The act of getting your hair blow-dried, which includes wash and styled, is better known as what, Lunchbox?
Wash and dried. It's a blowout.
A blowout. Show me blowout. Correct.
Yeah!
And with that, Lunchbox wins today. And it's now 3-3. There you go. Congratulations on
that. Man, I'd like taking the lead and winning on those suckers.
It's 3-3 right now. Now they're all tied up as they play to 10.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
We should catch up on the challenge. We gave Amy the challenge of watching Hocus Pocus. Amy, you're how old?
37.
And Hocus Pocus is a little young for you.
I mean, yeah, I feel like a lot of my friends, when I posted that I was watching it, they're like, I love that movie. And I'm like, did I just missed this when I was a kid?
Did you watch it?
I did.
And what'd you think?
I liked it. My kids loved it. I liked it. I think had I watched it when I was a little younger, maybe I would appreciate it more, but I feel like Morgan number two got the better end of the stick with Beaches.
So Morgan number two is 24 was the one who brought up Hocus Pocus. And Amy said, okay, Morgan number two, then you need to watch Beaches.
Because Bette Midler's in both.
And Morgan number two, you watch Beaches?
Yeah, I did.
And what'd you think?
I liked it. I teared up a little bit at the end, but I did think it was a pretty long movie.
She didn't love it.
It's okay. I didn't like love Hocus Pocus.
Now they're talking about who didn't like each other's movie the most.
But Beaches is so good. Like, it's such a good movie. So, I know. I was kind of jealous that she was getting... Now I kind of want to go back and watch Beaches again. So I might do that.
So Morgan number two. Okay, I'll tell you what. Because you guys are competing now to say you didn't like the movie. You give it a letter grade on the count of three, both of you at the same time.
Okay.
One, two, three.
A minus.
Okay. Amy liked it less, but you both liked it.
Yeah.
We're good there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So you have an 11-year-old daughter. So what happened with her?
Well, we were at this hardware store, and I was busy with a salesperson picking out some things, and she had to use the restroom. So I let her go by herself. And I mean, she's 11, so she can. But again, my kids, they're only been in America 8 months. Sometimes just figuring some stuff out is a little new for them. And she comes back from the bathroom, and Bobby, she smells like she swam in potpourri. Well, in the bathroom, they had this air freshener, like the super strong air freshener. Well, she thought it was body spray. And she sprayed it all over her body, like head to toe. Like, she was walking through the showroom and people were like, whoa, what is this? And then I asked her, what did you do? And she said, I sprayed my body with the perfume. And I'm like, no, that's air freshener. And it got so bad. Like, she couldn't handle herself. Like, she was asking if we could go home and shower. But we had stuff to do. We couldn't go. So she just smelled really bad.
I got sprayed by a skunk once when I was 11. By the way, I grew up in a really small town in Arkansas. 700 people, hunted and fished, and sometimes you get hit with skunks. And I got sprayed by a skunk. You ever been sprayed by a skunk?
Not me personally, but I mean, yeah.
It doesn't come off.
Okay, yeah.
And so I remember my grandma taking and us getting a bunch of tomatoes and water because you couldn't buy V8. That was expensive. And we wouldn't buy cans of actual tomato juice, but you would take and you'd smash up like 10 tomatoes, fill the bathtub with water, and I just sat in tomato water.
Yeah, there's something in the tomatoes.
I didn't even know that it worked. I really don't even know that it worked. I think I still smelled like skunk when I got out of there. But I wonder if that smell was as hard to get off of her.
Oh, yeah, no. It wasn't skunk-like, but I mean, it was powerful, and it was awful, and it was too much, and it was strong, and ugh.
What's up with your kids? Meaning, they've been here now since December of last year. Amy adopted them from an orphanage in Haiti. Like, what's their biggest struggle now with kind of adjusting to America or to having parents, or they weren't biologically brother and sister before you guys adopted them? Like, what's their biggest struggle now?
Like, that's a loaded question. Yeah. We have a lot of little struggles, for sure, just to be honest. But I would say, since school's just started back, that's a big struggle for us, is trying to get over, you know, kids are like sponges, and people keep telling me, like, they're going to soak it all up, and it'll be like they've been here forever in no time. I just feel like they're a little behind, and the biggest hurdle right now is us playing catch up in school.
Constantly playing catch up?
Education right now is a hurdle big time.
What was the education like in the orphanage for them?
Not that great.
Like, what would they
do? That's clear. At the moment, that's very clear. They have school, but it's just not at the caliber that we're used to. And I mean, we had them in English lessons every Saturday and Sunday for about 2 years, like tutoring. Yeah. I don't think that worked really at all.
Even at the orphanage, even though you were paying for someone to go in.
Right. Yeah. I just don't think poor guy that was doing it, like, he tried, but I don't think he was equipped.
So what would be the goal this year? What's the goal with them? Give them an end of school year goal.
The end of school year goal for us, like, my goal is to, there's a school we would like for them to go to that I think would be really, really good for them. There's other kids from Haiti that are there, and it's a school that actually has another school in Haiti. They're very Haiti centered. My goal would be for them to be at a spot where they could get into that school. Mm. But right now, I mean, they're not there. Like, it's just not possible. So that's my goal, is for them to catch up, and yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah.
And they are smart.
You don't have to convince me.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Last night, my triumphant first appearance on Dancing with the Stars. We knew there would be something, right? Like, we didn't just think I would go on and nothing would happen. Either I was going to be terrible, or I fell down last night. Here, let's play some clips. So this is what happens. I go on last night on Dancing with the Stars. I think I'm fifth or sixth overall out of 13 people. And I'm doing the jive, which is a very fast dance. And by the way, I have no dance experience. I do not know what I'm doing. I also didn't see the package that they put in front of me. I don't know what that was.
Oh, yeah. You're a little before the reel talking about you.
Sharna, my partner, said, don't watch that. Because if they say something and you're not comfortable with it, or it makes you emotional, it'll affect your dance.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Good advice.
Okay. So I haven't seen it yet. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, you were funny. It just showed you at the radio station, her coming in to meet you, and then did some training, and you told some jokes, like, about, I don't know, I just remember you saying something about your butt cheeks, like, being together, but they're going all different directions. But you made some jokes, like, the audience laughed.
Yeah.
Whenever.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
For sure.
Well, so I go on, they start the song, and I'm telling you, what happens is it's called a click track. And so it goes, and you just black out. Pretty much, you just black, and you just trust that the work that you put in
shows up.
And for me, I tend to go really fast dancing because I'm not comfortable, like, sitting within the beat, because there's a lot of little steps. And I remember starting the dance, and I remember Sharna coming in, and we do this, like, leg kick sidestep, and I remember hitting it and going, oh, I got this now. In like 25 seconds, I was like, I got this now. And I jumped off the stage, which is about a 4-foot jump. I catch up with our feet. We do some kicks, and we finish. And it's just about to finish. And in my mind, I'm going, oh my God, I just did this dance right. It wasn't the best, but I finished a dance on Dancing with the Stars.
Right, which is amazing.
Which is amazing.
Still crazy, like, we were even there.
Yeah. I already won in my head for this whole experience. And right as I was spinning her the last time, I spun her elbow into my face. Mm-hmm. And so she spins into my face, my fault, and it knocks me sideways. And I didn't want anyone to see that, so I just started celebrating that I finished the dance. I was super excited, but I started celebrating one beat too early. So she's bent over backward. I'm jumping up and down. She can't get up because I'm
you
jumping.
You can tell she's like, what the heck is happening?
She's just bouncing backward, up and down. And then I lift her up, and I'm so excited that I jump up in the air. Well, the dance shoes are so slick that I jump pretty high. I'm not going to lie to you. I got some good air.
Mm-hmm.
That I hit the ground and wiped out. Boom! And then I'm like, screw this, man. I'm up and I'm pumped. And I already knew I wiped out, so I was in it. And then I stormed the stage. I ran over the stage. I was pointing up at the people in the crowd, and the cameraman couldn't keep up with me. Everybody was freaking out. They were trying to grab me to pull me back to the middle. And it was a blur. I don't know what the judges said to me.
Well, we need to play that back for you then, because like you need to hear. Like they were, the energy you were exuding, like obviously they were feeling it. I think they were shocked. You just need to hear what they say. Like if that's a blur to you, you have to hear it back.
Yeah, because at that time I was still breathing hard because it danced so fast paced, and I was like, I fell.
Their faces were like, what is happening? But in a good way.
Okay, here is this the clip of all the judges giving me scores last night?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
You're a little rough around the edges, but something about it was incredible. You had this wild rock star, like, rah, thing happening, and it was, I don't know, I loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was a jive. I don't know if you've done something foxtrot.
Okay, that was Carrie Ananaba.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is, I believe, Lynn, the middle judge. Go ahead.
You came out, and you attacked the dance. You gave it plenty of welly.
Yes.
Really went full on, flat out. Unfortunately, you sort of got carried away with
the whole affair. That's true.
Right?
That's
and
true.
You had a couple of little incidents during the performance. But if you want to see someone come out and attack a dance, just...
Is that me?
Yeah, that was you.
I was pumped about that. I don't remember doing that. All right, and then here's Bruno. Go ahead.
It was like watching Ryan Seacrest doing Buddy Holly, going jiving crazy with Red Hot Shauna. It was exquisitely demented. I'm telling you, if you go for it, go it that way.
There you go.
Well, that's pretty complimentary. Do we have a score?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Carrie Ann Inaba.
7.
Len Goodman.
6.
Bruno Tonioli.
7.
Do it again. 20 out of 30 for Bobby and Sharna.
There you go. Pretty good.
Did you hear yourself yelling just now?
Oh, probably. I don't know.
With the,
I don't know what was happening.
I couldn't hear inside that watching you. I couldn't hear that you were yelling like that when the judges are giving your score. And you're like freaking out.
Yeah, I got 2 7s. Are you kidding? I was hoping for anything over a 4.
Right.
So, okay. Amy, you're up first. Go ahead.
I thought you did really good. I was super proud of you. Is this a place where we can, being that I saw it there, that I can offer constructive criticism? Not that I know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Okay. So I'll start with the awesome part is you totally got through the dance. I love your energy. You have to keep it up. I think you killed it. But I know that you have to be animated. But the consensus among some of us was that maybe you close your mouth a little bit.
Oh, I can't. I don't control that yet. My eyes, my mouth. I have no control over that.
So that's just like because you're worried about other things?
Catching flies, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even realize until I watched it back. I actually did better last night than I've ever done before.
Okay. Well, then that's awesome. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was so proud of you. And so was like we had our little Bobby Bones squad sitting there supporting you. And it was one of the coolest moments ever. Like, I'm still, I can't stop smiling even talking about it right now. Like, we were so proud of you.
Were you nervous before I went up?
Yes, we were so nervous. I mean, I feel like my friend Mary and I, we were there watching you. Like, I feel like we were like holding hands and was like the whole time, like every little move, we would like look at each other and be like, okay, he's got this. And then when you got done, like we all just were looking at each other like on a high for you. Like, we were on a high.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This kid in Utah named Michael got invited to the homecoming dance by a cheerleader, and he was pumped about it, but then he found out it was a prank.
What?
I know. Oh, this hurts for me because I had stuff like this happen to me, too. I was the poor nerdy kid. But word of the bullying reached his former debate teacher, and she decided to do something about it. So he has autism. Some students, I'll say this, aren't mature enough to handle people with differences. So he got with his teacher, and she put him in touch with the current Miss Salt Lake. And she came, she went with him.
Baller.
Yeah. The pageant's winner, Miss Salt Lake, her name is Dexana Talbot, got involved, heard about the fake homecoming invitation, decided she would go. Those stupid bully kids. That's, I
hope
whoever
was in charge or the mastermind behind the fake homecoming thing, like, that really, like, someone just sits them down and talks to them and is like, hey, dude or girl, it's not cool.
And not criticizes them.
Right. Like, just.
But tries to explain to them why this is hurtful. But you know what? People that hurt other people are just hurt people.
Right. That's why I was saying, just sit down and let's go through this. Like, yeah. Let's not be like, oh, you're an awful person. Because they're not. Let's just sort through. Like, that's got to be the new approach of, like, not slamming other people for doing things. Because you're exactly right. They're hurting somewhere deep inside.
So it's, instead of, hey, you're doing wrong, it's, hey, like, why are you hurting?
Mm-hmm.
So we can stop you from hurting other people. You know what I mean?
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, Bobby Bones here. If you love puzzle games but get bored from crushing candy, it's time to try the ridiculously fun puzzle game Best Fiends. Honestly, nothing like it. And once you play Best Fiends, you're going to love Best Fiends. It has cute characters that you collect, fun puzzles, daily and weekly events. And best of all, Best Fiends updates every month with new levels and features. I find myself playing the game all the time. It's the perfect game to play during downtime or really any time. Best Fiends is that good. Don't believe me? Check out the reviews. There's a reason why people constantly rate this game 5 out of 5 stars. Once you play Best Fiends, you will know why people cannot stop playing it. You will know why people keep tweeting me. It's basically gotten so many listeners obsessed with the game. And they love me for it too. What are you waiting for? Give it a try. Even let me know what you think. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends. I bet you love it too. I bet you end up tweeting me. I'm just making a bet here. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Wait, is it true that our producer Raymundo bet a whole bunch of money on me to win Dancing with the Stars?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
How much?
Okay, we'll talk about it later. I'm just now getting this note. Our producer Raymundo loves to gamble. He bet on me to win Dancing with the Stars, which I wouldn't do. But we'll talk about that coming up. Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the tooth start crying?
Why did the tooth start crying?
He got his fillings hurt.
Nah, that's pretty. I'm gonna go quickly on that one. That's a good one. I'm gonna go quickly. There it is, right there. That's good.
That was the Morning Corny.
This woman gets terrified as a huge spider is in her car. Quote, I'm gonna die. Here, listen to this clip.
Oh my god! Oh my god! What the f***? Oh my god, I'm gonna die. Look at this spider! Wait for it!
A little dramatic.
Yeah.
What if that was your wife?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I guess.
It's a little dramatic. Don't you feel like someone that is that dramatic about something like that's that dramatic about other things too?
Yeah.
Like, this is a dramatic person, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about spiders or bugs?
I'm not a fan. I'm not going to be like that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I have that clip now, because anytime my husband tells me I'm being dramatic, I'm like, oh, yeah.
You could be married to her.
You could be married to this. Yeah. So take that.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Here's a 7-year-old going viral after she sings the national anthem at an MLS game. Here you go. Remember, she's 7 years old. Amy, you have an 8-year-old son.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him singing to 10,000 people in front of a crowd?
No way.
Lunchbox, what do you think about her?
I thought it was a little scratchy. It made my... I wanted to take my headphones off because it hurt my ears.
So you didn't think her singing was good?
No, he was not that good. A little
Lunchbox
overrated.
Has a problem with kids who go viral because he's wanted to go viral his whole life, and he hasn't yet. The 7-year-old girl named Malaya Emma dominated the national anthem at an LA Galaxy game.
You really thought she dominated that?
For a 7-year-old, yes. For absolutely. For a 7-year-old, yes. I did. I thought it was really good. You didn't?
I just thought it was okay. I mean, I think she's overrated. I think we just do it because she's seven, so let's make a viral video out of it.
No, he's jealous because she's seven and went viral.
Hey, speaking of music, here are the top five songs in country music. Number five is Florida Georgia Line, Simple. Here you go. Check it out.
It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be.
Your number four song is Dylan Scott, Hooked.
I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on, buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked on.
Number three, Luke Bryan, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset.
Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Tacoma from Russell Dickerson, your number two song this week.
Tacoma, California, white magnolia in your hair, rays of gold shining on you. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere.
And your number one song is from Old Dominion this week, Hotel Key, their fifth number one. Here you go.
She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on.
Amy still loved that song.
Yeah. They sent me a fruit basket.
They did?
Yeah, for loving the song.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah.
You did love that song before. Really, it was cool to love that song.
Yeah. I guess they saw me.
A fruit basket.
They saw me posting.
Listen, who sends a fruit basket? Listen, it's a nice gesture, but who sends a fruit basket?
I don't know. But clearly they see my Instagram posts. Maybe I posted a little too much.
I know a couple of those guys decently well. They're good dudes. They're normal dudes. But yeah, I got you a fruit basket. You know who sent me some flowers to Dancing with the Stars last night?
Oh, yeah. Were these big purple ones?
Yeah.
I saw them in your trailer. Who were those from?
You went in my trailer?
Yeah, you were busy.
Oh.
I had to use the bathroom.
Tootsie's, the bar.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because they let us use their bar on the set last night, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, we'd love to use it because we wanted to have like a country music Nashville thing. And so they sent me a big thing of flowers. And then like a producer sent me a note.
Oh, I know. Shoot. Did we let you down?
No, because I wasn't expecting it, but everybody's walking around with all these gifts from people, like all the other, quote, stars.
Oh.
It's okay.
Yeah. For one, definitely tried to get you a special cake, and we went left to go to this bakery early that's super close to the studios.
Yeah.
And they're closed on Mondays. We didn't know. So you would have had that, but sorry. Womp womp.
No, it's all right. You came.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
And it was amazing.
And I was like saying hi to you guys during the show. Like everybody else was like, oh, I'm too nervous. I was like, I'm going out there to like say hi to my people.
Yeah.
And I was, so, yeah. Bobby Bone, come on. Today's the 25th, so a little over a month till Halloween. Best Halloween candy ever. Go.
Ooh, me, probably fun-sized or like Reese's cups.
That's the number one in the poll of Americans this year. Oh. Number one is Reese's peanut butter cups.
Look at me.
You are America. Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Reese's peanut butter cups. I love them. Or fun-size peanut M&Ms. Woo! Love them.
Yeah, M&Ms didn't make the list.
We all like the fun size come Halloween.
I don't. Like, give me a big one.
Well, but it's Halloween. You're supposed to get the little ones.
I like Twix.
Okay.
I like it. And I like the red Mr. Like the crunch, the red Mr. Crunch bar or something.
Oh, Crackle.
Crackle.
Yeah, I love the
it's
Crackle.
It's blue and red packaging.
Yeah, I love the Crackle,
Nestle's
too.
Nestle's Crackle.
Here's top five. Number five, Butterfinger. Bleh, I don't need peanut butter.
Love it.
Number four, Kit Kat.
Yeah, I agree.
Number three, Snickers. Number two, Twix. You don't like Snickers?
I don't like Snickers or Twix.
Twix is eh.
What?
But you're, yeah. I mean, Lunchbox and I both like Bitto Honey.
Yeah, you guys are like grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
And then number one's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Ugh.
Do you know what is so underrated as a candy is just a normal Tootsie Roll. So underrated.
Oh.
I see a Tootsie Roll and
what?
I go,
okay, Grandma. No.
No.
I see a Tootsie Roll and I go, I don't know if I'd even like that anymore. It's so old school. Then I eat it and I go, man, bang for the buck.
Wow.
Like, Tootsie Rolls are good.
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah. We're excited for Halloween in our house. My kids are still trying to wrap their brains about how you go knock on people's door and they give you candy.
Yeah, they haven't experienced one
They've
yet, huh?
Never gone trick-or-treating, and I tell them about it, and they are like, can we go tonight? I'm like, it's not Halloween yet. Bobby Bone, come
on. Selena Gomez is giving away her clothes on Instagram.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, she went to her Instagram stories on Friday to say, hey, here's some outfits and it's from some of her big things. Like, she has a Prada dress. Do you have anything? I don't even know what Prada is. Is that expensive?
Yes, very expensive. Like, it's Prada's up there with, like, Prada, Gucci, full-length leather. Is that a song? I feel like that's a song.
I don't know.
It's like a hip-hop rap song. Yes, it's expensive, for sure.
She said she wants to give clothes to her fans because they're just sitting around her closet. So that's cool, huh?
Yeah, that's amazing, especially if you're one of her fans that you actually get it. How cool.
Did you know that she makes $800,000 per post on Instagram?
It's impressive.
They pay her that to post something on Instagram. Isn't that crazy? She has 139 million Instagram followers?
That's like Kardashian status.
Yeah. But I posted a bunch of Dancing with the Stars stuff. I was looking at the YouTube of my dance last night. I'm getting dragged a little bit.
What do you mean? Like, people are, what?
One says he needs to control his facial expressions. He looks like he's being electrocuted, which I think is fair. I do think it's fair. Amy gave me a hard time this morning because of my mouth. What?
Wait, I offered constructive criticism.
Yeah.
I didn't give you a hard time?
No, no, but still, you can give a good hard time.
Okay, I gave a good hard time.
Yeah, you gave me a good hard time.
All right.
Yeah.
But I just want to clarify, I didn't want people to think I was like picking on you or ragging on you. I thought you did amazing.
Just never look at the comments. Why I'm looking at the comments in my dance last night?
You need to stop.
I need to stop doing that.
You know the internet is no good.
I do know that.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there is a woman named Amy in Iowa that has 5 cats. But one of the cats, George, stands out from the bunch because, you know, he's got awesome hair, beautiful eyes, but he weighs 17 and a half pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, and for a cat, that's not good. So to help George get back in shape, Amy has been taking him to this animal hospital that gives him special treatments, like zapping him with lasers to loosen his muscles. And then they even have an underwater treadmill to help him burn off the pounds without hurting his joints. So picture this, a cat in water walking on a treadmill.
I can't picture a cat in water. Cats hate water.
I mean, not only that, a little fat cat.
Yeah.
Walking on a treadmill, it's the cutest thing ever. And they're hoping that George can lose 5 pounds and he'll be back in business. So I just thought it was super cute.
That's good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They have a list of the top movie quotes from the 2000s. I'll play the clip. Just name the movie. Easy as pie.
Sounds like it.
All right. Top movies from the 2000s. Amy, you're up first. Ready?
Ready.
Here's the clip.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? What is that from?
Sounds sort of medieval something. I don't know. It sounds like, I never saw this, but is it Gladiator?
Correct.
What up?
Wow. And it's
never
so good.
Never seen it.
Gladiator is so good. Who's seen Gladiator in the room?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Do you guys love it?
Great yes. movie.
Yeah, I still love it. Okay, Lunchbox, ready?
Yep.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Step brothers.
Okay, that's correct. Didn't need to get it out. There we go. Amy, ready?
Ready.
Movies from the 2000s. Best movies in the 2000s. Here you go, your clip.
Precious.
Oof.
Oh, that's
very famous.
I feel like that's the Joker.
Go ahead. You're honing in on it. Go ahead.
Batman?
Oh, no.
Dark Knight?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I never saw that.
That's Gollum, right?
Oh, I thought that was the Joker. No. I thought that was Heath Ledger.
No. Incorrect. Lunchbox, ready?
Shoot.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's your clip.
I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
Oh, dude, come on, guys. The Hangover!
Yeah, from 2009, The Hangover, that's correct. Man, that's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Amy, ready?
Ready.
Your turn, go. Name the movie.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents is correct. Nice! Lunchbox, you're up. Take the lead here.
With great power comes great responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility. Bruce Almighty.
No, not Bruce Almighty. It is Spider-Man. Yes. Oh. All right, write your answer down, you two. We're at the tiebreaker now.
Okay.
Here is the last clip. Here you go. Name that movie.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, man. What an emotional movie.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Brokeback Mountain.
Amy?
Brokeback Mountain.
You're both correct. Double tiebreaker.
Woo!
Here you go.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Write your answer down. Play that again for him, Raymundo. They're both looking puzzled here.
60% of the time, it works every time.
I am right. In for the win, and you can come to me second because I got it 100%.
All right. Let's
okay,
go.
I'm in.
Amy?
Anchorman?
Lunchbox?
That's a good guess, but that is Dodgeball!
Oh. There we go. We have a winner. The answer is Anchorman.
What up?
Yeah!
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 What? Hit that song! Get our song!
I just knew it was Will Ferrell.
That's good.
Okay.
Big winner, big... Hey, big winner, big winner!
Yeah!
Amy there, big winner!
Bobby Bones!
Yeah!
A woman in Michigan took away her 15-year-old's phone as punishment. And her ex-husband got irritated with that and reported it as theft, and then they arrested the mom.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I just have thoughts on, like, the actual arrest and people thinking logically and, you know, like, who's the person in this scenario that's going to actually make a mature decision?
Well, and also the kids having to deal with two parents that are fighting.
Yes.
And bringing the cops into it.
Because clearly this is bigger than that. This is a bigger issue between the mom and the dad.
Yeah, I wonder, with your two kids, Amy, do you and your husband have a rule if you get into a disagreement to not argue in front of the kids?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
what's the stated rule with you two?
Well, like, just save it for later, or let's take it into another room.
Do you say, hey, babe, we're going to save this right now?
Oh, yeah. Especially with our kids, too. Like, they don't pick up on things. You know, they've only been in our home, like, 8 months, and there's still the English barrier. So we can still have, like, conversations. There's times where, if we're in the car, here's how it goes down in the car. If they're in the back and we're in the car, the music goes up a little bit, and we start talking like this, you know?
That's how my dance partner talks to me during our songs. She smiles and keeps her mouth shut. Mm-hmm. And she goes, you're going too fast. Don't be stupid.
Right.
Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. Slow down, stupid. I'm like, sorry. Mm-hmm. That's how you guys fight in front of the kids?
Yeah. Or you can still have a disagreement, but talk like this, you know? Like, you can be like, I really don't, you know, where the kids won't pick up on your tone, but your husband will. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Is it something fresh with you two? Did you get in a fight recently or no?
No, I'm just telling you my tricks.
How are you guys?
Good.
It's been almost a year now with kids. Like, how's the marriage part of it?
Good. I think we're both, like, surviving, not thriving.
Right now?
Yeah. But I think that's to be expected. Any new parent, I don't know, Lunchbox is a new dad. He may feel the same way. It's similar. It's like our kids are 11 and 8, but sort of we brought home two newborns maybe, yeah. And Lunchbox has a newborn. You're just trying to navigate life with a part, like, with these new moving parts.
Is there any romance at all?
Yeah.
Why do you say that and then smile like...
Because I don't talk about that. I've smiled like that on air for 12 years anytime you try to bring up that.
My question is, though, you say you're surviving, not thriving, but do you still...
Oh, well, I don't mean necessarily always romantically, but I mean, we're both... Sometimes I feel like we're in over our heads. Like, if you're just asking about our relationship with, like, kids and work and navigating, like, we are faking it till we make it, parenting wise.
Don't you think everybody does that, though?
Yeah, but we do have an opportunity to still go out, and we're trying to still do dates and, like, have time together. So,
Lunchbox, you have a baby. How old is your baby now? Baby Box?
10 weeks old.
How's it with you and your wife?
Oh, it's great. I mean, things were a little slow in the beginning, but, you know, they picked up.
But you're just talking about...
Okay, so they've probably done it once.
Hold on, he's just talking about sex. That's all he's talking about.
Exactly. Well, that's
I
what you asked.
I literally am asking about... No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm asking about, like, is there still, like, romance or, like lovey-dovey, like, so you do sweet things for each other because you're still a human relationship. Not, we did it.
Oh, what?
It was a little slow right after she gave birth.
2 days after, I was like, come on, baby.
Well, that's what that's what Amy made it sound like when you said, is there any romance? And she blushed and smiled, so that's what I thought you were asking me. But, I mean, we haven't really done anything nice for each other and since the baby was born because the baby's there and we can't go anywhere without the baby because we don't have a babysitter or anything, so there's not really romance. I guess, I mean, I'll pick up dinner sometimes. I'll call in to go instead of letting her cook.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you.
Yeah. I mean, things like that. I'll bring the blue apron from the front porch and I'll put all the stuff away out of the blue apron. That's pretty nice.
Kids,
I mean,
huh?
Your life is crazy with Dancing with the Stars. How's romance in that department? Because you don't have a lot of time.
No, I don't have any time right now. But I'm in this weird place where I don't want to talk about something that doesn't really, really, really exist.
You're in an imaginary relationship?
No. The person's real, but it's just new. And just,
she's
real, and it's not a relationship.
Write it down.
What?
Write it down. I sort of maybe know, but write it down.
Well, I mean, you're going to know when I...
Okay.
It just makes sense.
I just need to see it on paper.
Okay, hold on. I'm writing Amy.
Alexa. Just kidding. Huh?
Yes. Are you surprised by that?
What?
It's new.
Why have you not?
Well,
okay.
That, relax.
Okay.
You know, and it's, you know, she's in the public. I'm done.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm really grateful that you came to the Dancing with the Stars taping last night. Like, it really meant a lot to me.
Man, I'm grateful you invited me. It's definitely, like, top memory now in our relationship, for sure.
Yeah, probably ahead of you, your kids coming from the orphanage.
I said top,
one
like
the top,
up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were at the, like, that airport homecoming. Yes, probably number one slot.
Yeah,
number
that was
two.
Awesome. No, I'm talking about just your kids coming home. But yeah.
Bobby on Dancing with the Stars. Like, yeah, to be invited. Yes, of course. I'm just thankful I was able to make it, because speaking to my kids, that was one of the factors of me maybe not being able to go. And last night I was just sitting there thinking, like, this is crazy. Bobby's on Dancing with the Stars. We're all day.
It's crazy.
I was running errands and doing things and bought a new shirt. And the girl was like, oh, what event do you have? And I was like, my friend is going to be on Dancing with the Stars tonight. And it was just weird saying that.
Yeah, it's weird to me too.
But super proud of you.
Thanks. And so I danced last night. I'll find out tonight if I get kicked off the show or not, which I hope I don't. But yeah, we'll see what happens there. And Amy gave her opinion earlier. She thought I should close my mouth when I dance, which I should. I can't control the little things yet because I'm still trying on the big things.
Yeah.
I know. I've known forever my face goes weird. If my face goes weird, I'm going to be better at it. But
yeah.
I got the dance. I felt pretty good about the dance. Like I did. I think I got like 5th out of 13 dancers.
I felt pretty good about your dance too, because I'm not going to lie, I was nervous.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah. Like it was just, I don't know who was more nervous, you or me, but.
I was nervous.
Yeah.
Different nerves, because I had like 10 million people watching me, but it's weird.
I mean, I was on camera too.
Eddie, let's go over to Eddie, our video producer. You watched at home. Give me your thoughts on my performance last night.
I did, dude. And I thought you nailed it. Like the dance, the techniques. I'm not like a dance judge or anything, but I was watching y'all's feet and you guys were just right perfectly on with each other. I thought that was great. And then the celebration bones at the end, like that's pure emotion from you. And I was like, yes, he knows he nailed it. That's why he's going crazy.
It was pure emotion. And what happened was last night, I finished the dance. I started celebrating too early. I fell down. I got up and ran down the stage. The cameras couldn't keep up with me. It was like mayhem for 10 seconds. My partner comes running after me going, come back, come back, come back. Then I get to the judge table. I just keep screaming. I don't even hear their scores. Here's Carrie Ann and Abba last night talking to me after my dance. Here you go.
You're a little rough around the edges, but something about it was incredible. You have this wild rock star like thing happening, and it was, I don't know, I loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was a jive. I don't know if you've done such a
So, yeah, listen, I didn't really know what I was doing. That was pure emotion. I didn't have it planned. Nothing like that was planned. I got elbowed in the face, and I just started going crazy. That's really where that came from. But it was so much fun. Now, Lunchbox, you watched. Give me your real thoughts on it.
Oh, boy. The dance was fine. Like Eddie said, I'm not a dance judge. So, I mean, you looked like you knew what you were doing. You didn't ever have to look at your partner and be like, oh, my gosh, I'm lost.
I did, though. Just so you know, there were a couple times I was struggling. But, yes.
Oh. Well, to the normal untrained eye, I'm not Kayana Abba, so I don't really know. I thought it, you know, fine. And the dance ends. I'm like, I already did it. And then the wheels came off the wagon. I don't know what you were doing. And I was just, I put my head down and I told my wife, I was like, this is so embarrassing. Like, what is he doing?
I think it's fair to feel that way. I think some
like,
people did feel that way.
I said, man, he's supposed to be representing us and himself, and he did great in the dance, and America would have loved him. And then all of a sudden, he starts running around and jumping up and down and falling and screaming, and I was just like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. This is one of those things. They're just like,
this is like where he has his meltdown.
And Amy, yesterday, you said if he fell down, you were going to go and get him. And then he fell down. I was like, okay, go get him, Amy.
You kept waiting for Amy to come out.
I was like, Amy, stop this. Like, and then they show your cheering section. And one of the women in your cheering section, her face was like, what just happened?
Yeah, I felt that way too. Yeah, it was nutty. I think your feelings are fair, except it's coming from you who does the craziest, stupidest stuff all the time.
No, right. But for me, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not very, I don't keep it together. I'm not very professional. You're very professional and very buttoned up, and you have everything under control. And boy, you let it go last night. You didn't have it under control.
I didn't, and it was awesome. I can't do it every week, or maybe ever again. Because you can't be the guy that just freaks out all the time.
Right. You need to be a little more stable.
Yeah, but I think they were happy as a TV show. I think that was a moment, good or bad. It was a moment. And it's the 27th season of the show.
I didn't realize it had been on 27 times.
Mm-hmm.
And when they said it, I was like, what? 27?
Yeah, that's why I'm the last celebrity. They're at the bottom of the barrel. They're just scraping.
Yeah.
So, listen, I'm happy with how it was.
You should be. Like, that's what I want you to be. And let me tell you something about this.
Okay.
Because we might have new listeners. And what's cool for us, I think, to see from you right now is you actually enjoying it.
Yeah.
You don't enjoy a lot of things, especially when you're in it and you're working and you're in the thick of it and you dissect everything because you want it to be great. But, like, you're just having fun. And right now, seeing you genuinely be like, this is cool. I was just on Dancing with the Stars. I had fun. And you're in the moment. And that's really not...
It's not a thing for me. It's something
for you. I can tell you're working on that. And that's huge.
Yeah, I am working on it. And, you know, I'm a big believer in the Lucky Charms life situation where you eat all your oats first and you have the marshmallows. And not everybody does that. Some people balance the oats and the marshmallows in the same spoon. Yeah. I eat all the oats first and leave all the marshmallows. So all week long, I'm doing 5, 6, 7 hours a day of training, eating the oats. And I look at the show like, okay, time for the marshmallow. Let's see where my heart goes. Loved it. Well, I had so much fun last night.
It's cool.
And I'm so grateful to listeners that voted. I have no idea if I'm going to make it. And if I get sent home, okay, I put my heart into it.
Going home, though. There were dancers that were worse than you.
Okay, who goes home? I'm not going to say because I know these people. But
that's so hard.
I know who's going home.
Who?
Okay, Lunchbox, go ahead.
Duke's a hazard, dude.
Okay.
That's the guy that's going home. He's out.
Amy?
Lunchbox might be right. I could see that. He was good, but I was a little bit bored, and I just don't know that he's going to have the votes. I agree with Lunchbox.
Eddie, our video producer?
I might go with the Harry Potter girl.
Oh, I really like her. I've become friends with her. I thought her dance was pretty cool, pretty like delicately good.
Eddie, and don't you think she has all the Harry Potter fans that are like...
Well, she does, yes.
What about Grocery Joe?
Joe, I think, will be in the bottom three, but he's not going to go home because I think they want to keep him around because he's cute. Mm. And he's got Bachelor Nation.
Yeah.
Yes. And, oh, man, I thought he was going to just walk off the show last night.
Oh, yeah?
When they were interviewing him, he was just like... I'm so embarrassed. Like,
yeah.
I did bad. He was so mad. And they were like, and Aaron Andrews was trying to pump him up like, hey, you know, it's your first time. You're not a professional dancer. He's like, I know, but I really messed up. I messed up.
Here's a clip of me talking. I haven't heard this yet. Me talking with Aaron Andrews last night, like talking about being from a small town, which was true. None of this stuff was planned, by the way. I wish it was. Here you go. Here's a clip.
I loved every minute. I've never had so much fun in my life.
Love that.
People like me, I'm from a small town. A 700 people. We don't need to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Now obviously, there's somebody's kid in the background of that clip. But
yeah, you want to hear your review from Us Weekly?
Ugh.
There's already reviews out today.
What are they make fun of me or no?
No, they don't make fun of you. They said the very high-energy radio host impressed the judges with his jive to T-R-O-U-B-L-E. However, it was a little bit all over the place.
Oh, well, it's a lot all over the place. I'm pretty happy with that review.
Yep, that was your review from Us Weekly.
Man, if they're just talking about me, I just want to win because it's like... You know, I feel like I'm representing our people. What?
You're the only one, I think, in the video clips that claimed to, like, you told Sharna, like, I'm going to get you that, you know, disco ball.
If I don't, listen, I'm going to tell you about confidence. If you don't have it for you, no one else will. Period. If you don't think you can do it, nobody else will think you can do it.
Yeah.
So that's it. So I'm like, well, let's get it. No one else will think we can, unless I do. And allow me to freak out for a second. In front of
Hey, Bones, was your partner proud of you? Like, did she tell you anything afterwards?
Oh, she was like, what were you doing running around the stage, probably?
Both. She was like, that's never happened to me in my, you know, 13 seasons. And that was awesome television. And keep that energy, but dance better next time.
Oh, what?
What?
Do we know the next dances?
I can't say.
Oh, okay.
But I do. And it's tough. You only have a week instead of like 2.5 weeks. Okay.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So it's been 4 years since Scrabble added new words to the game, and they're about to add 300, including okay, which people have been wanting okay for like a really long time.
Let me spell it. O-K-A-Y.
No, just O-K.
Oh, wow.
Two-letter OK.
Why is that a thing? Like, people do O dot K dot sometimes.
Uh-huh.
What does it stand for?
OK.
No, but what's the O? It's like...
Okie dokie. I don't know.
Oh, there's something to that.
OK.
Okay. No. All right, what else?
They all... Oh, another word is ew.
OK.
E-W and bestie.
So they're going totally millennial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Twerk. I just thought that one was funny. Weight Watchers is changing their name just to WW because they want to eliminate weight from being in their name.
Oh, that's probably a good move.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you work at Weight Watchers?
I worked at LA Weight Loss.
Oh, okay. As?
And I was a nutrition counselor. I had no... I wasn't qualified.
Yeah.
What is it that you need? I had no, like...
You had no certification whatsoever?
Certifications.
Yeah.
I mean, I did some training, but I would just weigh people, go over their food diary, and then tell them, no, you can't eat Oreos or you're going to gain weight.
I'm into it.
So Weight Watchers, now the WW, they want it to more so mean wellness that works.
Okay.
So they want to focus on... They're like wellness watchers. And then shout out to this woman named Kristen Day because she met a stranger in a bar. He had a port in his arm that he used for dialysis. So she discovered after talking with him, he needed a kidney. I'm not joking.
Wow.
She met him in a bar. He's not even mentioned in the article because he didn't want to be referenced as the recipient. But after she met him at the bar, went home, did some thinking, went and got tested.
That's crazy.
And she gave him a kidney. Successful surgery. Pretty crazy. Again.
Mind-blowing.
I know.
Wow. That's a good one.
So, a little tell me something good mixed in the pile. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby
Bones. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm going to go. As soon as I leave here, I'm going back to Dancing with the Stars. We have another show tonight.
Crazy. How many
10 weeks,
is it? Two nights, though?
Oh, no. Not like this.
Okay.
One more week next week, and then it's just one night.
Okay, cool.
Thankfully, I can't go at this pace
forever.
Yeah,
I'm like, dang, yeah. I don't know how you're doing it.
Amy's flying back to see her kids. Thank you so much for coming and being in the audience. It meant a lot to me.
Thank you for having me and super proud of you.
Yeah, BobbyBones.com if you want to see the videos or follow the show accounts at Bobby Bones Show, Instagram, Twitter. Thank you so much. Probably see you tonight on ABC and we'll check you soon. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.